I'm Larica Russell with Arts Focus. The Catalano Film Festival will return to Miamisburg's historic Plaza Theater this Saturday, celebrating regional cinema with diverse film selections. Here's Johnny Catalano, the founder of this regional film festival. You program, curate this whole festival yourself?
Well, I have some help with people who judge the films as far as like awards and stuff go like that. But it has been for invite purely the last 3 years. I like doing it that way. It's less about people spending huge fees on submitting to a film festival. Rather, it's more of a curated event where people can see films that I know that are interesting. That's how I've been doing it. Perhaps in the future, I might do it differently. Maybe do more submissions from across the country, across the world. It kind of has a regional flavor, and it's had a regional flavor since I've started it. So maybe just keeping that personality is the best way to go about it. And it's done well, and I think that people really enjoy seeing local filmmaking.
For someone who's never been to your film festival, what is it?
It's the Catalano Film Festival, and essentially it's a celebration of regional cinema. That's what I always say. Essentially what it means is any film made outside of Hollywood, or kind of like, I guess, you know, the coasts, I suppose you could say. So filmmakers who are making films in the Midwest, they could be making films in the South, just a regional flavor. There's been some great films made out of Dayton. There's a great history of films being made out of Pittsburgh. And all across the Midwest, and I just want to kind of celebrate that and have people know you don't have to be from a place to write your poetry, so to speak. That's what the festival's all about.
How many films will you feature this time?
There's going to be 7 short films, all ranging in lengths. I think the longest one's probably like 20 minutes. I kept it relatively digestible this year. Last year, I did a very long event. The main reason I had the longish event last year was because we had 2 features, and the event went great, but I think that it is slightly more digestible for folks to know, like, oh, I just, you know, I'm going to a theater from 5 to 9 rather than like noon to 9, you know, so I want to make it more of a evening out rather than all day event. Perhaps I'll go back to maybe a little more, maybe like a 2-day in the future or whatever. But I'm really looking forward to this just like one fun night of just watching films and celebrating them.
Can you give us a preview of what some of the 7 films are?
There is a range of genres, and I could rightfully say this year it's pretty much essentially all genre films. You know, we have like psychological thrillers, we have horror films, we have sports comedy. And actually a science fiction film. It's really a range of genres this year, and I'm really looking forward to people seeing them because they're actually very exciting, very well made. Some of them have been just released. Some of them have been either sitting in the filmmaker's computer just waiting to get out there. So I'm really excited to premiere some of these and give the filmmakers an outlet to share their films.
Johnny Catalano, the founder of the Catalano Film Festival, which returns to Miamisburg's historic Plaza Theater with film screenings, Q&A panels with the filmmakers, and an awards ceremony. Get more details at myplazatheater.com. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.